The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is Wayne Mattson filling in for John Stanton, who apparently is having some surgery, and we certainly wish him well. And hope he's back doing his radio show as soon as possible. I do a radio show Saturday evenings on Republic from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time. But tonight we'll be talking for a few hours about what's happening in the world today. Stories that I've reported on Wayne Mattson Report. That's WayneMattsonReport.com on the internet. And we have a late-breaking story this afternoon. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad really lit into the General Assembly today and created quite a stir when he basically said that most people believe the U.S. government was behind the September 11th terrorist attacks in order to assure Israel's survival. He added that the attacks also had the effect of boosting a flagging economy. As we all know, the economy was sinking fast, along with George Bush's poll numbers in the months before 9/11. So Ahmadinejad tells the truth. The U.S. delegation and MSNBC is obviously misreporting once again. This is a corporate network owned by General Electric and Microsoft. But the MSNBC is reporting that European delegations joined the U.S. walkout. Well, I'm looking at the photograph taken of the General Assembly showing the Americans getting up to leave and seated and not moving anywhere are the UN delegations from Switzerland and Turkey. Both are in Europe. That's a misleading lead into the story. Obviously, the U.S. must have been joined in its walkout by the delegation representing the little dwarf Sarkozy in France. And the American lickspittles in London, Berlin, Rome, and a few of those Eastern European countries who traded subservience to the Soviet Union for subservience to the United States. But we'll talk more about Ahmadinejad. I was invited to a dinner with him just the night before last in Manhattan, and he had some interesting things to say without the media filter that's often applied to his comments. And I'll talk about some of the issues he brought up. People like to say he's crazy, but maybe crazy like a fox, but certainly not crazy and certainly well informed about what's going on in the world. The toll free number, if you'd like to call into the program this evening, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll talk about the United Nations, Ahmadinejad's speech, what he had to say about the 9/11 attacks, and other issues. We have another person jumping ship from the Obama White House. David Axelrod said he'll be leaving in 2011. That follows reports that Rahm Emanuel's on his way out of the White House to run for mayor of Chicago. We'll talk about Chicago politics. And Larry Summers, the economic czar, supposedly also on his way out. He announced he was leaving as well. So it seems like the rats are starting to desert the sinking ship, otherwise known as the Obama administration. And I think this is probably in prelude to the drubbing, certainly, that the Democrats are going to take in the election in November in just a few weeks. But not that if they're replaced by the Republicans, the other side of the same corporate coin, things will get any better. They'll probably stay pretty much the same or get worse. And that's just the history of modern American politics. We flip the coin, we go from heads to tails, tails to heads, and we get the same thing in power, whether it's called Republican or Democrat. When it all boils down, it's the same corporate-controlled, special interest-controlled political party, an oligarchy, a true oligarchy, or some people might call it a duopoly of power, but nevertheless a political construct that makes sure that this country does not change its policies from supporting the corporations and the special interest groups. Again, if you'd like to call into the program, the toll-free number is 800-313-9443. Also at WMR, Wayne Massenport, have been following a few stories. One that reported on today is the fact some people may be aware of the Israeli art students who invaded various neighborhoods and workplaces in the months preceding 9/11. And the Ahmadinejad comments come at a very appropriate time because apparently the Israelis have changed tack. They're now showing up not as art students going door-to-door selling cheap Chinese-made art, trying to pawn it off as Israeli art, but they are now showing up saying they're some sort of contractors. Of course, no identification, no paperwork, and I'm reporting on a story out of the Atlanta suburbs today where this occurred, and we'll talk about that in more detail later on in the program. These people are showing up, of course, at these kiosks and shopping malls selling Dead Sea skincare products. They're very aggressive and asking questions to, among other people, active duty U.S. military. Their kiosks and malls seem to be conveniently close to various sensitive U.S. military and other government installations, from the Norfolk, Virginia Naval Base to the Sandia National Laboratories in New Mexico to the Nellis Air Force Base and its activities in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we'll talk about this latest change of tack by the Israelis, because it's quite troubling that law enforcement, including federal agencies and local law enforcement agencies, when they're called about this activity, they do nothing about it. At the very most, they might deport these Israelis for overstaying their visas. And this information coming on the heels of the expose out of Pennsylvania, where it was discovered that an Israeli security company was spying on behalf of Governor Rendell's Homeland Security Agency on people exercising their First Amendment rights to peacefully protest in Pennsylvania, I think just goes to show that we've got a problem here, and our government is not doing anything about it. If these were Chinese or Saudi or any country you could think of, Cubans or Mexicans, the federal law enforcement would be all over these individuals. But because it's Israel, and Israel is considered a special case, nothing is done. And we have, as I report this morning, we have a case where these individuals tried to illegally enter a resident's home in suburban Atlanta. Where is law enforcement? They're supposed to protect the citizenry from this type of activity, but because we're dealing with Israelis, the law does not apply. The law just does not apply. And hopefully, I've turned tails on these individuals, because I've got something that we can all use. The person who confronted these individuals in suburban Atlanta got their license plate number, and I published that this morning. And I will give that license number out and the make of the vehicle involved in these attempted home intrusions later on in the program. Again, the toll-free number, if you'd like to call into the program, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we can talk about these issues and anything else you might want to talk about. There certainly is no lack of news. We have President Obama also speaking to the UN General Assembly today before Ahmadinejad's comments about 9/11 being an inside job. Of course, Obama, who ran on this platform of hope and change, would never dare touch that story because he basically is a product of the Central Intelligence Agency, the U.S. intelligence community. He and his entire family, as I have reported in a six-part series based on documents from the CIA's own archives, is one of them. He is an agency type. His family were agency types. So we're not going to get anything out of this guy as far as exposing the truth. So when he talks about hope and change, he's just hoping that nobody will find out how he changed his entire identity in order to run for the presidency of the United States. And people are getting wise to this. At least with George W. Bush, we knew he came out of a family of CIA. His father was director of the CIA. His father was also a longtime asset. So there was no surprise there. But with Obama, we really had a bait-and-switch operation where many, many Americans were hoodwinked into supporting this individual, thinking that his rhetoric was actually true. And as with most politicians, what they say and what they do are two entirely, entirely different things. So we'll be talking about that issue, other issues from here in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., well, let's go to the phones. We have Larry calling in from Arkansas. Larry, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, sir. A little off subject, but I think it's important because I think it's going to come up for vote in the next week or so, is that Senate Bill 510, if you know anything about that.
Go ahead and fill us in on that.
Well, it's the bill where they're going to try to regulate the small farm and ranch, if you grow anything.
I know exactly what you're talking about. This is the attempt to, this is basically to provide impetus for the agribusinesses at the expense of the small farmers.
Exactly. Even your own small garden growers that want to, go up to the farmer's market with their product. They're going to have to be fill out all kinds of regulatory rules and regulations and watering system. I mean, all kinds of just ridiculous concepts they've got.
Absolutely. And by the way, the Black Farmers Coalition is protesting that very legislation today here at the nation's capital. They're having a protest and a march, and I hope they're joined by their white friends in the farming community. But this gets into this whole Monsanto issue.
Right.
It's frankenfood, genetically modified food, and an attempt to control the nation's food supply is an attempt to really control the population. We've heard so many egregious stories, as you know, about Monsanto suing small farmers where Monsanto's seeds go into blow over into their land, and then they try to pull up the crops. There's one guy in Canada who Monsanto said, "You can't even pull up our crop." He said, "Well, it's not my seed," and he's been in court battles with this agribusiness giant. And Monsanto, just an awful example of a corporation throwing its weight around.
Yeah, we've even got here in Arkansas, east Arkansas, we've got reported that a bunch of small farmers that were next to the Cahill crops and all that. Well, the electric company hired a sprayer to come in legally and sprays. They're supposed to spray along the lines of the power lines to kill weeds and such, but they sprayed the crops of the small farmers and with four different chemicals that killed off their crops.
Right.
And they didn't touch the Cahill crops, which is Monsanto.
Right. And you know, the thing is that the Senate and the House is totally in the pocket of these big agribusinesses. And it's not just Monsanto. As you know, in Arkansas, you've got Tyson's Foods there.
Right.
That's powerful. You've got Cargill. You've got these other huge, companies that engage in factory farming. I highly recommend the documentary Food Incorporated if anyone hasn't seen it. You'll never touch that stuff you buy in the supermarket ever again because of.
I don't. That's right. I actually don't. I really stay away from everything.
Yeah, do you buy organic food? I understand it.
Pretty much goat cheese is about the only, complete protein type product that I buy. And, organic breads and, whatever I can get my hands on, without, if it's available. But,
It reminds me of the movie Soylent Green where
they were
off the old people turning them into these Soylent Green biscuits.
That's it. I remember that. It's
scary when you think about some of these movies. They're science fiction when they're 30 years ago, and now you look back on them. You say some of them. You say, "My God, they actually did that."
Yeah. I hope that the RBN listeners will call their senators and lay it on them that we're not for that Senate Bill 510.
Yeah, let me say something about phone calls are the best way to get in touch with your representatives. Sending a snail mail does not work that effectively because after the anthrax attacks, of course, all mail going into the Congress is sent to an irradiation facility, and it'll get there eventually, but what shows up in the offices might be unreadable, and it takes an awful long time. Of course, you'll probably always get a snarky aide on the other end, but don't put up with it because these kids are about 22, 23 years old. A lot of them just they really don't have any experience. They're all trying to work their way up to become, a higher ranking within these Senate and House offices. But if you encounter a snarky assistant, just keep on after them and. And it also helps to say that you're representing a coalition or a larger group of people because believe me, when you talk numbers to these guys, they start thinking votes and they start getting worried.
Well, that's if I could plug a website, farmandranchfreedom.org, and anybody that's interested in this issue could probably get a lot of information off of that site.
Farm and Freedom.
Farm and Ranch.
Farm and Ranch
Freedom.
Freedom.org. Okay. You should check that out because anyone who's opposed to this corporate agriculture, the Archers, Daniel Midlands, the Monsantos, the Tysons, the Cargills, certainly you're doing a great favor for the ever reducing farmer community in the United States. It's really a profession that's in tremendous danger of disappearing altogether. And believe me, they're the people who know, they've been at this several generations in some cases. They know how to produce good products. And of course, that's why they're under attack by the Frankenfood industry.
Yeah. They want no competition. That's right.
Right. Anyway, thanks for calling in, Larry from Arkansas.
Thanks for taking my call.
Okay. Good luck. Let's go back to the phones. Renee's calling from North Carolina. Renee, are you on the line?
Hi, I was pleasantly surprised to hear you would stand in today.
Yes.
Well, the thing is, and because I'm a little more progressive like yourself, but I do listen to this type of radio because I do agree with them on some issues. You know, it's like I just don't fit in either camp. I kind of straddle the fence. But there's one thing I find kind of offensive by a lot of conservatives is their contempt for like
Renee, hold that thought. We will be right back to your phone call right after this short break. This is Wayne Matthews filling in.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day. Because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Okay, welcome back. This is Wayne Mack, and I'm filling in for John Stanton, who is having some surgery today, and we wish him well. And let's go back to the phones. We're talking to Renee, calling in from North Carolina. Renee, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead. You were saying something about the left-right paradigm,
I believe. Yes, and I'd like for people to kind of have an open mind and maybe think about this a little differently. You know, I think a lot of this polarization and this contempt for the disadvantaged has a lot to do with the Reagan administration, you know, that whole welfare, Cadillac welfare mama thing.
And, oh, right.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and when ketchup was deemed a food in the school lunch program, I remember.
Yes, and you see, we live in what I call a kiss-up, kick-down culture, and particularly among government bureaucrats and stuff a lot. But the thing is, I'm not willing to step over old people and hungry children, and I'm not willing to take that little Social Security check from Grandma. You know, some of these people, when you hear them, they would claw the cat kibble out of Grandma's mouth. Some of them are just so incensed about these social programs. I'm much more incensed about the money missing from the Pentagon or the money missing from the Iraq reconstruction projects. Or how about these generous government pensions? I'm tired of paying my overseer on the plantation, the government employees, basic position is being the overseer for the plantation owner, okay?
How about the Bush Obama bailout of the Wall Street fat cats?
Exactly.
We the taxpayers bailed out General Motors, and now the Obama administration is prepared to sell the government shares in General Motors to China. Well, what do we get out of that?
That's just it. The thing is, these people still have carryover brainwashing from the past. And, you know, it's always easier to kick and slap at the poor than it is to slap up at the rich, because you know what? They kick back, okay? And the thing is, you know, those oligarchs, they want it all. And you know what? I really have visions of them sitting in rosewood panel drums, smoking illegal Cuban cigars, killing themselves laughing at these dupes among the patriots and conservatives who are helping them, going, yeah, let's kill that Social Security because we want it all. And they're helping us.
Well, that's always...
Instead of going after all the money that the Pentagon can't find, et cetera, et cetera, right. Examples you and I both previously gave.
Well, and isn't always the case with fascist governments that they go after the weakest in society? We've seen it time in and time out. We look at Nazi Germany. Who did they go after first? They went after the handicapped, the mentally retarded. Look, I live in Virginia right across the river from Washington. I can see the Potomac from my window. And Virginia, in a few hours, is going to execute a woman who's borderline mentally retarded. Now, this gets me to what Ahmadinejad said at this dinner I attended the other night in Manhattan, where he said, look, yes, the woman that they, you know, there's all this propaganda. They were going to stone this woman to death for having an adulterous relationship after her husband died. But what was not reported is, she was originally arrested for colluding with her boyfriend to kill her husband. This was the original criminal charges. This is no different than what this woman is being executed later on tonight in Virginia for. And, I mean, the Iranians commuted her death sentence and were prepared to carry it out. And Ahmadinejad pointed to the hypocrisy of that. And it's absolutely true. Of course, there was no Charlie Rose or Larry King there to filter his comments or bend the questioning to get the desired answer. And this is what I heard him say, and I cannot disagree with him at all. On whether you agree with the death penalty or not, the fact is, and one of the guys who was involved in murdering, she apparently was convicted for getting a contract against her ex-husband and her stepson, but one of the guys who actually carried out the contract hit later on, and he died 6 years ago. He said, "Look, we just used that woman. That woman didn't know what was going on, but we're prepared to execute her this evening."
Well, yeah, I read part of it that really, like you said, she's not too bright, and they had kind of manipulated her into this.
That's one account, right.
That I read.
Isn't this so typical? We had a jail confession by one of the murderers, but look, I live in Virginia. We have Bob McDonnell here as our governor. The guy is an absolute religious lunatic. If she's not going to get any, in my estimation, if she's hoping for that 11th hour phone call from the governor, she's not going to get it from McDonnell. She probably wouldn't have gotten it from Tim Kaine, his Democratic predecessor, because Tim Kaine is the head of the chairman of the Democratic National Committee and a complete loyalist to Obama, a member of the Democratic Leadership Council, which is the Republican wing of the Democratic Party. But, Renee, hold that thought. We will be right back with you and the other people waiting to call in. Right after this short break. This is Wayne Mattson from Washingtonville and Constantine.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family, without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Okay, welcome back. This is Wayne Mattson filling in for John Stanton this evening, and I'm coming to you live from Washington, D.C., and we have been on the phone with Renee. Renee, do you have anything you want to say to wrap up this phone call?
Yeah, it's just that, you know, I think people need to question some of the memes and cliche beliefs that they have, and they're just repeating like parrots and not really thinking about it. Because you have to realize, it's like, who do you want to help, and who should pay, and who should be held accountable? The bureaucrats need to give up those pensions where they get four and five and six times the amount of Social Security, instead of poor little grandma, you know, her big entertainment on Saturday night is going to the cat kibble recipe swap, okay, to figure out how she can saute or stir fry cat kibble. And they go after people like that, and they have such contempt for them, instead of going after the appropriate people, the ruler or plantation owners and the overseers that whip us and keep the rest of us in the line. Let's take the money from them, not the person that's barely surviving. You have to ask yourself, they always want to take everything away from these people. Okay, ask yourself, one, they call themselves Christians. What would Jesus do? Are you willing literally to be stepping over children and old people in the street who are denied medical care and food? Is that the kind of country you want to live in? Or do you want to go after the ruling elite and the overseers who serve them and are stealing us blind? And thank you for letting me make this point, because this really bothers me.
Okay, well, thanks for mentioning that. And certainly those people, wait till they get the full brunt of Obama health care. If they thought it was bad before, wait till they have to pay money out of their pocket to get nothing really in return. But thanks for calling in from North Carolina, Renee. And let me also say I've been misreading the board here. I'm filling in for John Stadtmiller, not John Stanton. John Stadtmiller, who is having surgery, and we wish him a speedy recovery. Let's go back to the phones. Eddie is calling in from Ohio. Eddie, are you on the line?
Yeah, can you hear me all right?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, great. Hey, I just want to let you know that I've seen that movie, Soylent Green.
Yes.
And I've also seen the movie Gasland.
Yes.
Yeah, so I guess both me and you are terrorists.
Well, I guess so. The amazing thing is, Charlton Heston, actually the two best lines that he ever gave in movies was at the end of Soylent Green, where he's a government cop who's out to enforce old people being euthanized, and at the very end, when he finds out what's happening to them, he yells out Soylent Green is people. And at the end of the other movie he did, Planet of the Apes, remember, he finds the head of the Statue of Liberty buried in the sand, and he gets down on and pounds the ground, and he says, you did it. You finally blew it up. Damn you all. Damn you all to hell. Whatever you think of Charlton Heston and his politics, I think they were some of the two best lines I ever heard in recent movies anyway. But definitely this whole genetically modified food industry is something we should all be concerned about. And people I know in the agriculture business tell me about how tenuous the food chain is in the United States. It would only take about 3 days if you had a breakdown in that chain where you would get nothing in the supermarkets, and perhaps that is what these agribusinesses are trying to do, to have that kind of power over the people in this country.
Yeah, I agree. And if you've seen Gasland and Food Inc. and Soylent Green, then according to the Pennsylvania Department of Homeland Security, you're definitely
yes.
in somebody's terrorist database.
Well, that's right. As you know, we have this situation in Pennsylvania where Governor Rendell contracted with this outfit called the Institute for Terrorism Research and Response that operated out of post office boxes in Philadelphia and Jerusalem. It's an Israeli company formed by Israeli intelligence assets that pick up all the information on the surveillance of groups in Pennsylvania, in this case. And these included those opposed to the fracking of the natural gas supplies, which is contaminating the freshwater supply in Pennsylvania. People are getting sick from this process. They were also spying on gay rights groups, animal rights groups, people who were one group that was burning the Confederate flag, another group that was protesting the BP oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. What right? First of all, Ed Rendell runs one of the most corrupt administrations in the United States, bar none. Two terms of nothing but graft and corruption in Harrisburg. I've talked to people who cover Harrisburg. That's what they tell me. It's insidious. It involves prostitutes working for the state officials. There's pedophilia involved in Harrisburg. You name it, it happens there. Now, this latest outrage, and again, it's bad enough we have Blackwater running around spying on people. in the United States. We had a recent report from Jeremy Scahill that Blackwater was spying on groups opposed to Monsanto. So here we get, we come full circle back to people opposed to this corporate power grab in this country and are being spied on not only by Blackwater, but now, as we know, in Pennsylvania by an Israeli company.
Hey, have you heard of a group called Kitat Konenet?
What's the name of the group?
It's a Jewish name. It's Kitat. That is.
Oh, yes, you're talking about the paramilitary group that's training people up in upstate New York?
Yes.
And they're allowed to get away with this without any interference from law enforcement. They have automatic weapons. They're training at a camp in upstate New York, and their sole purpose is to they want to protect themselves from Muslim terrorists in the United States. Well, I would suggest that they are the terrorists, and if that was a Muslim group doing it, you'd have law enforcement all over that camp. We got to stop again and ask who's in charge of this country. Why are the laws not being enforced here? This is a right-wing Israeli Jewish extremely Zionist paramilitary outfit, and they're training their members in all kinds of the use of automatic weapons and all kinds of other paramilitary activities, and without any interference from the federal or local or state authorities.
Yeah, they're on YouTube. They have their own website now. Doing the exact same thing that those poor white people over in Idaho were doing before they all got busted for being terrorists. The exact same thing, you know. You know who's running this country.
Yeah, well, I know one thing. We won't have the Southern Poverty Law Center of Morris Deese or the Anti-Defamation League of Abe Foxman making any comments about this group's activities. They seem perfectly willing to go after the other paramilitaries training in the United States, but when it comes to a group that they have links to, of course, it's all good and fine.
Yeah, imagine, if you will, for a nanosecond, that a bunch of Muslims are running, you know, around the hills of Pennsylvania with a bunch of automatic guns, saying that they want to protect themselves from the Jews, you know. You would have Andrea Mitchell and the communist casting system and everybody.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Without a doubt, you would have, that would be 60 Minutes would probably devote half the program to that, and it'd be all over Fox News. And this is a problem, as I mentioned, the way Ahmadinejad, the way his speeches are manipulated, and he speaks Farsi, the Persian language, and he's constantly mistranslated by the corporate media. But so today at the UN General Assembly, how can you argue? I don't argue with what he had to say about 9/11. Other major world leaders have said the same thing, including the late president of Italy, Francesco Cossiga, said that 9/11 was an inside job and it was carried out by Mossad. We've had former members of the cabinets of Britain and Germany basically say the same exact thing. So for these Western European and other European delegations to get up and walk out with the U.S. delegation at the General Assembly today is just the ultimate in hypocrisy. What Ahmadinejad basically said, he said that some segments within the U.S. government orchestrated the attack to reverse the declining American economy and its grips on the Middle East in order to save the Zionist regime. Well, what we know now about 9/11, and there's more information coming out every day about what really took place from the controlled demolition of the North and South Towers of the World Trade Center, the Larry Silverstein ordering Building 7 to be pulled down in a controlled demolition. These people are absolutely petrified of the truth coming out, because when the truth comes out, and the people find out what actually happened on that day, there's going to be a call for, there's going to be a call for an ultimate accounting from these people who pulled this thing off.
Wayne, did you see Andrea Mitchell interview with Ahmadinejad who happens to be a Jew.
I didn't see her interview. I did see part of the Larry King interview and, of course, the Charlie Rose interview. I thought Ahmadinejad held his own on both of those interviews, but obviously the mere fact that he's making himself available to the corporate media, I mean, how can they say this guy is, a crazed lunatic bent on launching a nuclear war with nuclear weapons? I mean, we've seen this demonization, and I would note in the MSNBC article, they're saying, oh, well, this annual General Assembly meeting is just used by anti-American leaders. They cite Fidel Castro, Daniel Ortega, who, by the way, just today, one of Ortega's diplomats to the UN was found with his throat slashed in the Bronx, and the NYPD is investigating it as a potential suicide, believe it or not.
Sure. Basically, if I may real quick, Ahmadinejad told Andrea Mitchell that the Jews run the U.S. and Obama is nothing more than their puppet, and I think that woman turned pink. I mean, she was about to have a heart attack right then and there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I love
well,
the
look
show,
who she's married to. She's married to Alan Greenspan, the former chairman of the Federal Reserve Bank, so I guess she did break out in hives in hearing that.
Yeah, she almost had a heart attack on the spot. If you can, you should try to see that interview. I love your show, man. On Saturdays, I listen to it all the time. I'm one of
the super. Thanks very much, and thanks for calling in, Eddie, from Ohio. And again, if you'd like to call into the program, this is Wayne Mattson filling in for John Stadtmiller, who is recovering from some surgery. And the 800 number, toll-free, is 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in to the program this evening. And I was talking earlier about the situation with in suburban Atlanta. Again, another case where people were invading a neighborhood. They met the description of what we've seen time in and time out with these Israeli. First it was art students. Then it was door-to-door magazine subscription salespeople that were active in Loudoun County here in Northern Virginia in the suburban Washington area. And they were linked to the bludgeoning death of a CIA employee named Colonel William Bennett, a retired Army colonel whose job at the CIA was to analyze illegal technology transfers from the United States to other countries, and apparently he stumbled across the transfer of classified Patriot missile data and other sensitive data from the United States to Israel, and then Israel re-exporting that technology to countries like China and Serbia during the Balkans War. This is just endemic in this country. We had the situation with Israeli movers prior to 9/11, very active in the North Jersey and New York City areas. People I've talked to who worked at the World Trade Center believed that these movers were moving in some of the material and equipment that was used later to bring about the controlled demolition of World Trade Center, North Tower, South Tower, and also World Trade Center Building 7. So we have Larry calling in from, I think it's L.A., but go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, you say there's new things coming out every day about that 911 attack. Have you seen that film that shows the spherical-type weapon going through the buildings?
I have seen that. You're talking about the ball, the mysterious ball that was seen there?
Yeah.
I can't explain it. I mean, I've seen it. Again, it wouldn't have been nice if the 9/11 Commission really wanted to get at the truth. They would have investigated all of these things. Isn't that what a commission is supposed to do? Even if it sounds outlandish, you investigate it. To just say, look, we looked at that and we either found something or we didn't find something, but we had after the 9/11 commission report, we had the two co-chairmen, Governor Kane of New Jersey, former Governor Kane of New Jersey and former Representative Lee Hamilton, both say that they were lied to. They said there was a cover-up. We had members of the commission notably former Senator Max Cleland and former Senator from Nebraska Bob Kerrey, say exactly the same thing. And even some Republicans on the committee voiced similar beliefs that they hadn't received all the information, and that included former Navy Secretary under Ronald Reagan, John Lehman. So how much more do we need to know about the 9/11 Commission, that it was a complete cover-up and a complete miscarriage of justice?
Well, if you take that film and just put the thought in, is it possible to run it, call it live, and superimpose images? And you go back to the NASA moonwalk simulations. Have you seen those films?
No, but Larry, hold on. We have a break. I want to hear more about the video manipulation or possible manipulation right after this break. This is Wayne Matthews calling in for John Stetson.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences, it's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states, or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Okay, welcome back to the program. This is Wayne Matson filling in this evening for John Stat Miller, and let's go back to Larry, who's calling in. Larry, are you still on the line?
Yeah, my point is if you go and look at the NASA moonwalk simulations, if you were old enough to watch what they called it live back in the 60s when they were walking on the moon, you'll realize that the whole world was lied to. And if you take those two films, the one with the ball and from the 60s to now, how good is their ability to manipulate the what they would call live photos now in real time? I think it's an eye-opener. And that film explains the ball on the bottom of the second plane.
Ray, well, I'll tell you, one thing I know about the videos from that day is, if you notice, here we have Manhattan, the world's largest concentration of media, probably in the entire world, yet we had a single camera view originally when the networks first broke in to cover that story. It was the same view. It was the same camera. And they were sharing, obviously all the networks were sharing the same camera view. I think there's a lot of questions about why were there not originally different camera shots of the World Trade Center? Why would competitive networks, and believe me, they on most stories they're awfully competitive. They try to get the better shots than their competitors. Yet we have the same exact view of the building after the first plane struck, the North Tower, and then we have basically the same view of the plane hitting the South Tower. So later on in the morning, we started to get different views, but the original video, and you can see that they all put their little logos on that same video, Fox News, MSNBC, ABC News, CBS, so forth and so on. Why was there a single camera trained on that building and all the networks were sharing in it?
That's an excellent point, excellent question for everybody to ask. Go look at those two films and then ask yourself, is this possible? And I believe you'll have to answer with a yes. Okay, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling in. And let's go back to the phones. Ken is calling in from Virginia. Ken, are you with us?
Yes. Wayne?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. All right, and now, on Monday, Sarkozy talked to the United Nations, and he proposed that the world body create a small international tax on financial transactions. This is the Associated Press story.
Yes.
To fund development aimed at ending poverty and meeting other millennium goals. He said developed nations had a moral obligation to poor ones. Now, I have read the full text of Obama's speech today, and that we have to be grateful for small things, because even though I'm quite sure that he favors this transaction tax, which would be at the rate of 0.005%, 5 cents per thousand.
Ken, hold that thought. We have a break. We'll be right back to your phone call right after this break. This is Wayne Matz filling in for John Stadtmiller, coming to you live from Washington, D.C.
We need leaders to lead us, not stick us and bleed us. Take all our money and send it abroad. Take America back. We must take.